Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
All right, you guys, I know I've told you about this before, but I'm going to tell you about it again. It's called Buffy. I love my Buffy comforter. They make comforters that are better for you and the earth using skin-friendly eucalyptus fabric and fluffy fill made from 100% recycled water bottles. This comforter has over 11,000 reviews. Customers agree it is the softest, fluffiest comforter they've ever tried. And I'm telling you, I'm one of those customers, and I agree. Buffy is made from a plant-based fabric and is ultra-breathable to keep you at a comfortable temperature all year round. Summer, winter, doesn't matter. This is the best. The outside shell is 100% eucalyptus fiber, a unique material that's softer than cotton and naturally soothes skin. This comforter is also hypoallergenic. Buffy's thoughtful materials and construction shuts out dust, mold, and mites, preventing nighttime breathing of harmful allergens. The inside fill of each comforter is made from 100% recycled BPA-free water bottles that are transformed and given a second life as a soft, fluffy fiber. It feels even softer than down while keeping approximately 50 bottles out of landfills and oceans. So you're like saving the earth and sleeping comfortably. Buffy also believes bedding is personal, so they offer a complimentary trial. Try a comforter in your own home for 30 days. If you don't love it, you can return it for free. And right now, for $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co and enter code Sheena. You are going to love this comforter just like I do. And again, that is buffy.co. Enter code Sheena for $20 off your Buffy comforter.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back. Shenanigans. It's Wednesday here in the studio. We are wearing pink. Janet's here. How are you?
Hi, guys.
So last night, Janet and I, this is going to be a very special Mean Girls episode, but when our special guest gets here, I don't want to make the whole thing about Mean Girls because I'm sure the last 15 years of his life, that's a lot of what he's been interviewing about.
His character's pretty epic.
It is. So I'm not going to tell you who it is just yet, but last night, Janet and I went to the Rooftop Cinema Club in Hollywood on top of, I don't know how to say it. I was saying New House, but then they were saying like New House. And I was like,
Mark said New House, so I'm going.
That's
with new
what
house.
I thought. But then okay. One of the guys on the screen, when they were like introducing like what it is, it sounded like almost like they were Australian, saying like New House, New whatever.
I'm sticking with New House.
N E U E House in Hollywood. They do movies on the roof. It's awesome. They have like popcorn, candy, full bar, tray pass, appetizers.
It was amazing, and the appetizers that were getting passed were so good. We were basically harassing the tray passers, but yeah. It was worth it. because they kept coming over to us.
It was. So we saw Mean Girls just to freshen up our, you know, knowledge of the movie. Mm-hmm. I've seen it, God, I don't know, probably 100 times.
Probably.
But, you know, if you haven't seen it for a while, there are those like little things you forget. And I want it to be as up to date as possible. Also, saw Mean Girls on Broadway last week.
Yeah, how was that? How was it different than the movie?
It was so good. I want to talk to our guest about it when he gets here because there's a part. So I got a backstage tour.
Ooh, with your mom, right?
Yeah, with your mom? I went with my mom. And my friend Colin, he has a friend who's in the show who sometimes actually also plays this character.
Oh,
yeah.
Fun.
So he's like the fill-in when the main guy isn't there. But on the set backstage, they have like bathroom stall doors, and every celebrity who's been there signs the bathroom wall.
Fun.
And he had signed it. So I was like,
amazing.
They're like, yeah, he was here. He saw the show. So I want to ask him what he thought about it. But what I liked that they changed was because this movie was 15 years ago. Like, can you believe that?
Actually, it's kind of crazy that more stuff hasn't changed. I feel like a lot of the attitude and stuff and the quotes and stuff are still like totally apply to life now.
Right.
It seems like it definitely does not seem like 15 years have gone by since this movie
came out. It's crazy. I was like, wait, I was in college when this came out, but there was no social media back then.
True.
So
they changed. You said that they changed that, right?
So that's one of the parts in the show where they have like Instagram comments and tweets and stuff like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, like the part in the movie when they're like, you know, I saw Katie wearing army pants and flip flops. So I wore army pants and flip flops. There's like on the screens, there's like a bunch of like tweets and comments that are like popping up and like she's becoming like popular on social media.
Interesting.
So
okay.
That was kind of one of the changes. And then like how Regina finds out that Katie's having a party was her mom saw it on social media through one of her many troll accounts that she only follows for like her protection. So there were like cute things like that that were different, but it made sense for the show being on Broadway in 2019.
Definitely. And I feel like social media in the Mean Girls environment is just gasoline on the fire.
Yeah.
I feel like it would just be so much more intense.
Yeah.
We're lucky we did not have it in high school.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine. I mean, being on a reality show and getting that like from the world, like I can't imagine like getting it from someone you sit in homeroom with.
No. And you're like a scrawny high school kid that already is so worried about everything else. But
I mean, it was bad enough. In eighth grade, I had a pager. This is like 1997, 98. I had a pager, and like I would wake up in the morning and I would have pagers that said 187-403. Do you know what that means?
187. No.
Die
ho. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like I would get death threats on my beeper.
Die ho.
Yeah. It was so crazy. I was sitting on my couch last night and I was like doing this prep, and I have Spectrum, and whenever I turn my TV on, it just automatically goes to channel one to the Spectrum news. And it was this girl, and I'm like very loosely listening to it because I'm like on my phone, like doing research and whatnot. And everything she was saying, I was like, is this me in 1997? Like she was talking about pagers and being a chola and her eyebrows.
Your chola and, like, eyebrows. I was going to say, there's a picture we need to post with this episode of you with the like Christina Aguilera 90s, early 2000s thin penciled eyebrows.
I don't know if that's needing to be posted just yet.
I'll post it on mine.
I didn't
check
send it
to
you.
I definitely have a picture of that. You think I haven't taken that when I was at your mom's house? Going to Sheena's mom's house is the greatest.
No, those aren't even nearly as bad as
I'll get Erica to send it to me.
No, mom, don't do it. Okay, so while we are waiting for our guest, the door just opened. I got excited. I think we should test our Mean Girls trivia and do a quiz. And then I want to give him the BuzzFeed one because that one was really hard. I think I got like 7 out of 20 and it was like wrong, wrong, wrong. I was like, sorry.
Yeah, let's do this one. This one's from Vulture.
Okay. And I can post these too so you guys can take them. We can do like a swipe up.
And we just did our homework last night watching this movie. So
yes.
We might be better, but then again, we might actually be really bad at this.
Right. Okay.
How do you spell Lindsay Lohan's character name?
C-A-D-Y.
Okay, that is correct. What is the name of the school the characters attend? Southside, Northside?
North Shore.
Oh, yes, correct. I would not have gotten that one.
Yeah.
What's the big highlight from Miss Norberry's summer?
She got divorced.
correct. The other option.
That was a highlight of both of our summers a couple years ago.
Yeah. What a fun summer that was. What ethnicity is Janice Ian?
Lebanese.
I remember this because my boyfriend's also Lebanese. She does not look Lebanese, though.
No, because he goes, are you Puerto Rican? She goes, I'm Lebanese.
Yeah. Okay. How old was Lindsay Lohan when the movie came out? Ooh.
Like
16, 17,
18, 19.
17? I feel like she was older, but let's go. Oh, 17, you're correct.
Huh.
Gretchen Wieners is rich because her dad invented what?
Toaster strudel.
I love that. That is the best job ever. What is the name of the girl from the opposing team who goes into a sudden death match during the mathletes competition?
Something like Kraft. There's like five F's in her last name.
Caroline Kraft. You are correct. K-R-A-F-F-F-T.
Oh, three Fs. My bad.
What does Karen dress up for Halloween?
A mouse. Duh.
What song does Damien sing at the talent show?
Christina Aguilera, Beautiful.
Yes, because I love when he goes, don't look at me.
I know. And then he gets a shoe thrown at him.
Oh, that's the next question. What object hits Damien as he's singing?
A shoe.
A shoe. Let's see. What scent is the foot cream that Regina puts on her face?
Peppermint. He's like, your face smells like peppermint. Yes. And they're like, oh, fail.
I think you've gotten every single one right. Which of these North Shore cliques does Janice Ian not point out? The white rappers, the JV jocks, unfriendly black hotties, or cool Asians?
The white rappers.
Correct. I don't remember JV jocks either, but...
But I feel like there's a part where you see, like, the guys, like, sitting in their, like, jackets, like at the tables through.
You're right. Okay, I love Kevin G in this movie, by the way. Which of these rappers does Kevin G compare himself to in his rap? Biggie, Nelly, Snoop Dogg, Shaggy.
Shaggy.
What? I don't remember that.
At the talent show. He says it was Kevin G.
Yes.
He said something right before that about Shaggy.
Yes, you're right. You're right. He says something about doing her on the bathroom floor.
Yeah.
Okay. It's coming back to me.
And then they're like, and thank you.
Yes. You're cut. Who does Katie try to sit with at lunch on her first day?
The unfriendly black hotties. Because she's like, Jumbo. And they're like, huh?
Yes.
What'd you say?
What song is Regina's little sister dancing to when she first goes to her house?
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
I love that. Like, and then she's doing Girls Gone Wild later.
Yeah, and she like lifts up her shirt. She's like, woo!
Oh, that's so good and so bad.
And her name's Kylie.
Well, this one will apply. The Plastics wear pink on which day?
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Love that. Which of these is not a rule of the Plastics? No scrunchies. Can't wear a tank top 2 days in a row. You can only wear your hair in a ponytail once a week.
And so I guess you picked today.
You could only wear jeans or track pants on Fridays.
The no scrunchies.
Yes, that's correct. I didn't remember the tank top one either. Let's see. What ailment did Mr. Duval acquire over the summer?
Carpal tunnel. He has his like thing in a cast.
Which Plastics rule does Regina break, banishing her from eating lunch with the other girls?
She wore sweatpants.
It's the only pants that fit me right now.
You can't sit with us.
Who was not nominated for Spring Fling Queen? Janice, Regina, Karen, or Katie?
Karen. Because she's such a slut. Everyone forgets about her.
What is Principal Duval's nephew's name?
Anfernee.
Yes. That is such a good one.
I've never met anyone named Anfernee.
You're going to get this one. Miss Norberry mistakenly thinks her black student is from Africa. Where is she actually from?
Michigan.
Yes. According to the student gossip mill, which male celebrity once told Regina she was pretty on a plane?
John Stamos.
Yes. Which, oh my God, that would just be great.
Right? Oh, I love John Stamos. Dude, how about Aunt Becky?
Oh, man.
That is so crazy.
It's just like the nerdiest thing to spend money on.
I mean.
Haven't they ever been at a casino with Wheel of Fortune at 4 a.m?
Wait, what?
Are you talking about what's her face?
I'm talking about the college scandal.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I feel like buying your kid into college is the most boring way to spend money ever. And we need to
Her daughter didn't even want to go to college.
I know.
She's like, I'm just like, you know, going to go for like the parties. I don't really care about school.
Yeah, that made me really mad because I paid off a lot of student debt on my
And
over
now
my
her
years.
Mom's possibly going to prison or jail or is going to have a huge fine.
She should. And she should find cooler ways to blow money other than going and wasting it
on
your kids.
I mean, it's like $500,000. $1,000.
Entrance fee to college. That's not even just like because, their college tuition.
Yeah, and just because she didn't go to college, she said she wanted her daughters to go to college. They didn't even want to go.
It's so dumb.
Anywho.
So dumb.
Okay, continue.
She needs to learn how to spend money better.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many better ways to waste money.
Yep.
What fashion trend does Janice Ian accidentally start?
She cuts the holes in the Regina's
You're
tank top.
You're too good at this.
I've seen this movie so many times. But also, I mean, I saw it last night and I saw it on Broadway last week. So it's like super fresh in my brain.
Oh, okay. How about this one? What does Katie mistakenly think is the name of a brand?
Name of a brand?
Oh, sorry. Name of a band.
Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, okay. You are too good at this.
She's like, what do I talk to them about? And he's like, Ashton Kutcher. And she's like, is that a band?
Yes. Let's see.
I'm going to get some of these wrong. There's no way I can get
100. What's Regina George's favorite movie?
Varsity Blues.
Oh, you're so good at this. It's annoying. What does Regina claim to be doing when she's hooking up with Shane?
SAT prep.
I would not have gotten that one either. I'm going to scroll down and get some of these like deep ones. Let's get some of the last ones.
I'm doing so
Ooh,
good.
Okay. How many actors in Mean Girls have been featured players on Saturday Night Live? 2, 3, 4, 5.
Ooh, let's see. I'm sure Lindsay Lohan. I'm sure Rachel McAdams.
Featured players, though. I don't know if that's the same as like maybe like a cast member.
Like hosted it? Maybe.
I don't know what featured
let's
players
Let's say three.
Are. Incorrect.
Oh.
But it's not letting me see the correct
answer. It doesn't tell
answer.
You the correct answer?
Not until I submit.
That's annoying.
Come on, let me read.
I wonder.
Because, okay, Tina Fey, obviously, was a cast member on SNL.
Right.
Cool Mom Girl. What's her name?
Amy Poehler.
And then a couple other have hosted, but I'm trying to think of the
That's
other.
That's what I was thinking about. Like, I'm sure, it? Like, the three.
Isn't the principal also a cast member at one point?
Is he?
We need to look it up.
I don't know. Maybe what were the choices?
2, 3, 4, or 5.
Oh, maybe it was 5 then. Because I feel like Lindsay Lohan, Rachel McAdams, and Amanda Seyfried like all probably hosted
yes.
it at some point.
They definitely
And
have.
Then there were at least, yeah, 2 of them.
Ooh, what was the original title of the movie?
Are there options?
Mean Girls, Queen Bees, The Click, or Homeschooled?
I mean, I feel like it was always Mean Girls, but this is probably a trick question. So... The Click.
Nope, it was always Mean Girls.
Oh. Okay.
I thought it was Queen Bees because it's based off of a book.
Well, Queen Bees was a reality show that Stassi used to be on.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Back in the day. That was like the first
just about,
reality
like,
show.
Girls in LA.
It was just like basically like a Real World, but it was like a bunch of like bratty, like teenager, early 20s girls who all like lived in a house together and were just like spoiled. And yeah, I never watched it, but I know she was on a show called Queen Bees.
Interesting. Okay, how about this one? According to IMDb and director Mark Waters, what other roles did Amanda Seyfried? How do you say her last name?
Is it Seyfried or Seyfried? Seyfried? I don't know. We know who we're
talking
about.
What other roles did she originally try for?
I think she auditioned for Regina and Katie.
Correct.
I remember seeing that somewhere before. And then Lindsay Lohan originally auditioned for Regina George.
Correct. That was another question.
Yeah.
Which pair does not kiss at the end of the movie? Janice and Damien.
They do, because then they're like, ew.
Katie and Aaron.
They do.
Regina and Shane.
Yes.
Miss Norberry and Principal
No, DeBall. They dance together at the end, but yes. they don't kiss. But Let's, they're, like, looking at each other all, like, dreamy.
What word did Karen once ask Damien how to spell?
Orange.
Who was king at Spring Fling?
Shane Omen.
You are too good at this. You need to unwatch this movie.
I know. This is, like, with Almost Famous, too. Like, when I play Almost Famous trivia, I've just – it's, like, one of my favorite movies. So I've seen it so many times that I know
– It's all happening.
Yeah. It's like the majority of my cameo requests are, can you sing Good as Gold? Last night I got one that wanted me to sing What I Like and to add this guy's name in it. And his name, it was like I-R-F-A-H-N, Irfan. And so I was like,
Did you do it? Because I want to get a copy of
this. I did. So I, it's probably in my deleted, actually, because I delete, whatever. But so I played my song in the background and I was like, what I like, you're fun. Because I'm like, I can't sing, as we all know. I can sing over my track.
I need to get a copy of this Irfan video.
But yeah. So, and it, I wanted to post that one public, but it didn't let me. Because sometimes people request them to be private.
Interesting. Probably because they're going to sell that. I would buy their Irfan video.
Well, and then sometimes I can request that it doesn't go posted on my page.
Mm, okay. Mm-hmm. You didn't want that one?
No, I did want that one, but it wouldn't let me. I like putting the funny ones on my page. But... anyway.
What's the weirdest thing someone's asked you to do on Cameo?
Twerk. I think that was the weirdest one. Was they
did
asked
you do
me
it?
To twerk. No, I was actually in the car when it was like about to expire. And I was like, shit, I have to do this Cameo before it expires. And I saw that they wanted me to twerk. And I was like, well, you know, I'm in the car right now. I was in the passenger seat. But I was like, I can't really twerk. But I think I maybe like saying I'm good as gold or something instead. I don't know.
I don't think I would twerk on it either.
No.
Have you ever seen, do you ever get tagged in these or do you often get tagged in them on social media?
Very rarely. Like sometimes people tweet them to me.
Yeah.
But I also, I don't check my DMs on Instagram regularly.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't know if they're in there.
If people are tagging.
I wonder, let's look through my DMs while we're just, you know, here chilling.
I would love to. Let me look through them and pick which ones we should read.
Let's see if there's anything interesting. Ooh, Spot Me, a Graham just posted a new photo. It's hot.
Womp womp.
Shut up. All right. In the DMs, who has slid in?
Oh, can we also talk about what we did to Nima and what we want people to continue
to do? Oh, my God.
To do?
Okay, wait. You guys, we want to keep this going. So I'm going to keep – when I do Insta Lives, I'm going to remind you. So Nima from Shaws of Sunset, like my by far bougiest male friend I have, we like to tease him about how like he always just has to have, you know, like high-end, top-notch everything.
He wants to go to like Nobu all the time and stuff, and we want to go to like P.F. Chang's, and he makes fun of us.
Yeah, well, Benihana. I'm like, dude, let's go to Olive Garden. Like, unlimited breadsticks.
And he makes fun of us. So we've decided that we're going to have everybody, you have to help us with this, go to @NimaVand on Instagram and comment on all of his latest photos saying, like, Olive Garden, Outback Steakhouse, Benihana.
Chili's.
Yeah, Applebee's.
Fridays.
Any chain restaurant you can think of. Like, make
your
comments.
Your favorite one.
About going there with him at the restaurant and, like, tag them so that they hear it.
Like, or, like, comment and just be like, oh, my God, I saw you at Olive Garden last night.
Yes.
Like, who was that girl you were with?
I also want to spread the rumor that I saw him signing a celeb photo for the wall at Benihana. Like a rumor I really want to get started. I posted on a couple of his Instagrams.
Oh my
so that
God,
I would,
yes.
I would go out there a little bit. I was like, I can't believe you signed a celeb photo of yourself at Benihana for the wall. Can't wait to see it.
The majority of my DMs right now are asking for my enchilada recipe.
I think you should put it out there.
Yeah. Oh, and then here's the – no, I'm not putting my enchilada recipe out there. That's
a family secret.
So then someone says to me, I don't mean to seem rude, but I'm wondering how you have zero empathy for Jordan Woods based on your history and what it brought your way. Judge not.
Ooh.
Again, this is something that we discussed last week on the bonus shenanigans episode that we put out on Friday. It's a different situation. Like, Jordan is here in 2019. Literally Kylie's best friend, basically Khloe's little sis.
I mean, are they trying to compare this to Brandy? Is that what they're
saying?
Yeah,
they're trying to say like how you are the other woman. It's like it is such a different situation.
Also, did you have a modeling contract with Brandy when all
like,
that happened?
You know?
Like Jordan Woods was working for Khloe, best friends with her family. There was a lot, and she knew that they were together. That's like the biggest thing.
The one thing that like I literally got chills when I saw it on Khloe's story was when she said it was like she had posted like a bunch of quotes and stuff. And mm-hmm. It was like the thing that hurts the most is when the person who hurt you is the person you explained your pain to.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, ugh.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think the Jordan Woods thing is not comparable.
It's not comparable.
What she did, I don't know anything that's comparable.
No, I'm just like, I'm sorry, I don't have respect for her. And if you don't have respect for me because of something I did 13 years ago, then so be it.
Yep.
Like, I'm not begging anyone for forgiveness anymore.
And yet they slide into the DMs and they have to know.
Yeah, whatever.
No, the Jordan Woods thing was definitely a scandal for a reason because it was shocking and kind of crazy. And she gained, I think, 2 million followers over the last month from it. Let me check.
That is
something
insane.
Like that. And it's because it's like just so crazy, intertwined, and fascinating. Let's see. Yeah, she's at 9.6. She was just under 8.
Wow. Before. So she's like being rewarded.
Uh-huh. Yep. No, she's, yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, I don't think those are comparable. So
yeah.
Block, delete.
Yep. Let's see what else I got. Enchilada recipe, egg retrieval, enchilada recipe. No dick pics today.
When you get the one that's like, click to unblur content. No, thank you.
Like Heather was saying, she's like, I'm always afraid. It's like, what if it's something? But okay, there was, I remember back in the day, I think it was season 2, my birthday party. No, season 3, my birthday party, because it was after there was a fight at my engagement party, end of season 2. Season 3, the, like, opening episodes are my 29th birthday. Hmm. And Sandoval and James and everyone got in, like, a huge fight that night. It was, like, this whole thing about,
wait,
like,
were you guys at, where were you guys?
We were at Mixology.
That's what I was like, were you guys at Mixology?
Yes, but before the fight happened, Sandoval and I sat down, and I was like, I can't cry because these eyelashes are mink. And I got so much shit. I had people, like, DMing and tweeting me, like, pictures of skinned minks.
Oh, God.
And just being like, how could you do that? And I'm like, first of all, the company I work with is 100% cruelty-free. They are only made from natural mink sheddings. Like, wait, it was also, just like...
That doesn't make me feel better.
No, but it. I don't wear them anymore.
I was expecting you to say they were 100% vegan.
Wait. No, but it's just like from like natural like sheddings. Like, you know when you pet Salem and like all his hair comes off? Obviously, you're not going to wear cat hair on your
Are
eyelashes.
You talking about your Salem or my Salem? Your cat's name is Salem. Yes. My boyfriend's name is Salem.
I'm talking about my cat.
I still don't think I would want the cat's shedded hair.
No, that's what I'm saying.
On my eyelashes.
I'm making it... I'm saying, you know how like if you pet a cat, like
yes.
That's not hurting
right,
them.
Right.
If you, no one wants cat hair for anything. I'm just saying, like it was a thing. Like
and now you wear now
5
like,
years ago.
Now they're vegan, right?
Mink eyelashes were a thing. I don't wear them anymore.
That's good.
And now I just wear these like synthetic individual whatevers. Hey, our special guest is here. What's
Hi.
Up? Hi. Welcome.
What's up, Danny? That's me. That's
yeah. All right, so here he is. How do you say your last name? Because I don't want to say it incorrectly.
No, I'm going to make you say it now.
Okay. Franzesi?
That sounds fancy.
Right?
How about you? You try.
Franze?
What? You didn't even like put the S in there. What am I, like a cheap wine? I'll have the box Franze.
You said she did too much. Hers was too fancy. So I was trying to shorten
it. The Fran part. It's more like I don't have my own air conditioner. I have to use my friend's AC.
Oh.
Franzesi.
Yeah. Daniel Franzesi.
I
love
it.
That.
What's up, Danny, on
That's
Instagram?
That's what's up.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry I'm late.
No, don't worry about it. We just played a fun Mean Girls quiz while we were waiting for you.
Well, better late than never.
Yeah.
We so, just saw Mean Girls last night at the Rooftop Cinema. It was our homework for this. So
yes.
We were like, we'll rewatch. We got to rewatch on a rooftop, which was super fun.
It was fun. And then last week, I was in New York. And I saw Mean Girls on Broadway.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
Aren't they good?
They were so good. So I saw good. You had been there because you signed your name on the bathroom stall.
Oh, how'd you see that when you were backstage?
I got a backstage tour.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. One of the guys who subs for the Damien character is a friend of my friend Collins.
Oh, how lovely.
So he gave us a backstage tour.
Oh, that's so fun.
What'd you think of the live performance?
It was great. I mean, it was, you know, it's kind of thing like the gay guy who played the gay guy in the gay movie, like go see the gay guy play the gay guy in like the gay musical.
Yeah.
I thought it was gonna like explode into purple glitter, but no, it was good. It's its own thing, and that thing's fabulous. It's fun and exciting.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier about how they added social media to it and how it's
right how updated it is. I love how Damien's sexually active too.
Yes.
My Damien, I don't even think had his first kiss yet. That Damien is like,
other
you know,
than was the first kiss at the Spring Fling dance for Damien.
Probably. Oh, you mean with
Janice?
Yeah, with Janice? Yeah, maybe.
I cannot believe it's been 15 years since that movie came out. I feel like, I mean, we still quote it. We're both wearing pink today.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
I had to. So, do you watch Vanderpump Rules?
No.
Okay, good. So, perfect. You have no idea anything about me. Okay, so I'm on a reality show that's based out of a restaurant in West Hollywood.
Right. Well, I know Lisa Vanderpump.
Okay, yes.
I know her from, like, her support of the LGBTQ community.
Yes. Yes. She's out.
I adore her.
Yeah, we do huge pride parties every year at Sir Pump, now at Tom Tom, that's opening. So at Sir, like the second or third Wednesday of every month, we do a girls' night in. And it's on Wednesdays we wear pink is our theme. So we've started that this year.
Well, maybe I'll have to show up.
Yeah.
Is there a charcuterie plate? Because I turned out
for
that.
We'll get you one.
We can make that happen. Yes. The goat cheese balls are the best.
All right, I'm in. I'm
yeah. Okay. So, obviously, we're going to talk some Mean Girls stuff, but what are you working on right now? What have you been up to since the movie? I cannot believe it's been 15 years.
Well, that's a big, tall order of a question. What have I done for the past 15
no,
years?
No, like, I mean, what are you working on right now? I know your IMDb, you have like
Well, I've been on
credits.
TV for the past 2 years. You know, yeah. I did Looking. I did Recovery Road on Freeform. I did Conviction on ABC. Kind of looking for the right next TV project. So taking my time on that. But in the meantime, I've been on tour on my stand-up comedy tour, which is the Yas, You're Amazing tour.
I was watching some of your story highlights on your Instagram. Uh-huh. And I – when's your next show? Is in LA or in LA?
In LA, I have a show. When is this – are we live? Does this air?
No, this will come out Tuesday.
Okay, Tuesday. Day. So you'll miss both my shows. No, I have a show at a monthly show at the Comedy Store called West Hollywood Brunch.
Uh-huh.
And it's like one Friday a month, and it's at night, and it's like the awesome LGBTQ showcase there.
Fun. Oh, awesome. Is that this coming Friday?
Yeah. And then I have a show monthly at Flappers in Burbank called Danny Franzazian is an Amazing Friends, which is, you know, all allies and LGBTQ people.
Like, fun.
You just kill. It's just so much fun.
When's that?
That one's Sunday.
Okay.
That's like one Sunday every month. So they change around because of my schedule, but it's a Friday and a Sunday every month.
I
do two different shows here in Los Angeles. And then, you know, a myriad of other ones. I had two shows last night. So it's just like constantly just, you know, adding shows. And when I'm here, I have to – I mean, I'm a workaholic. So
Yeah. That's awesome.
Who are some of your favorite comedians that you've worked with recently?
Right now there's so many emerging awesome queer comics. I can name a whole bunch. There's A.B. Cassidy. She's incredible. There's Nikki Paris, who's hysterical. Pete Saez, Tim Murray, Justin Sayer cracks me up. Kyle, he's so funny. You have to just like look these people up. They're so great. Whenever you see that I am on my Instagram, anyone that's listening that goes to my Instagram, which is What's Up Danny, if you see that I'm posting a comedy show and you can't make it or you're in another state, go and I always tag in my story all the different comedians. Go and follow them because they're hysterical on their social media.
Oh, amazing.
And you can enjoy them in lots of other ways. They got great YouTube videos and different things out there. So try to find them because we're trying to give more exposure to gay comics. You know, we've never had a gay or a transgender a headlining comedian. We've had lesbian headlining comedians, but we've never had someone who like sold out Madison Square Garden.
Wow, that surprises me.
Yeah.
Actually, I guess Eddie Izzard's transgender, so we've never had a gay man do it. So he's probably the one that hasn't, done it. So it's like, that's what we need, you know? So who knows? It might not be me, but if it's not me, I'm going to open the door for the person who it is. You
Absolutely.
Know?
I love going to comedy shows.
Me too.
It's one of my favorite things to do.
I was just going to say, I don't always remember everybody's names, especially if it's back to back to back.
Sure.
But as soon as I see a comedian, like their photo or themselves, in person again, all of their jokes come back to me. I'm like, I remember everything that you said.
Yeah.
All that.
It's so much fun. The show, I mean, the Comedy Store, like our audience is even mostly straight. It's just so much fun. We just, like, people are just howling, you know? It's just so crazy to me because I guess it's because gay people aren't funny. That must be the reason.
I saw on Instagram that you follow Chester Lockhart.
Yeah.
Are you guys friends?
Yes. I know Chester through Todrick Hall.
Okay.
I've done a lot of things with Todrick in the past.
Amazing.
We've made a lot of songs and had projects together.
I love Chester.
And they're just friends. And I love Chester too. He's a good guy.
He's the funniest person. They did a show together in Vegas.
Him and I had
Sex Tips. I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. So I did
I wanted
that
to go
him.
See that really bad. It looked really
it was
excellent.
Amazing.
You guys are on billboards and stuff.
Everywhere.
Fabulous.
It was the coolest experience of my life.
It's still up. It is. On one of the marquees.
I was just
There's
in
nothing
Vegas.
Better than a dusty billboard that didn't come down
no,
yet.
No, it's not on the billboard. It's on the Paris, like the Jumbotron. They're still playing our video. It's such
cool.
False advertising, but it's so cool because every
Let
time.
It be there,
I know. Right? Every time I go to Vegas, it's still there. I was just there last weekend and I'm sitting at a restaurant at the Cosmo and I look over at like across the the fountains, and then I see the marquee, and I was like, oh my God, that's me. That's Chester. And I was like, they really are still playing their video.
I didn't get to see their production, but I heard you guys were great.
It was great.
It was so much fun.
I think I saw it 4 times, and you and Chester have awesome chemistry.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys just, it was hilarious.
Would you ever play a role like that? Like something?
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah. I
could totally see you playing
so
Dan
into
Anderson.
Theater and like, yeah. You know, going out and just doing whatever I can for live audiences. I love a live audience.
You would be so good for that part. That would be so fun.
Yes, you would.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Well, I know current Vegas contracts, I think, are up in May. But you're so busy. You have your one-man show twice a month, every month. Fridays,
right.
Sunday. I want to go this weekend.
I would love to go. Let's go.
That'd be so
fun.
Yeah,
please come. I'll take care of you. I would love to have you
okay.
there.
Okay. What time on Friday?
8 o'clock. Well, you should
Friday.
Be there at 7:30.
Okay.
At the Comedy
7:30.
Because it gets really crowded. We sell out, so I'll make sure we get you guys.
Fun.
Good seats.
Amazing.
And yeah, and then the other one is 9 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay.
We just saw a couple comedians. What was that, like 2 weeks ago for Mark's birthday?
Oh, the improv? Which,
yes.
Yeah. Wait, no, not the improv. We were at the Laugh Factory.
Laugh Factory.
Yeah.
I just saw a UCB show this weekend, too. Like
I do
some
love
of
UCB
their...
stuff.
Yeah.
Too.
I love them.
It's so much fun.
It's
yeah.
like, it's right by my house, and it's like $7, and they're awesome. They're like...
Yeah, some of them are free, even. It's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I love that whole scene. It's awesome.
So do you keep in touch with any of your Mean Girls co-stars?
Yeah, we talk when we can. There's like I have love for all of them. So
yeah.
Like, you know, it almost feels like we shared this big experience. That's a huge pillar of our careers and our lives, you know.
Yeah,
totally.
So we have that, you know, that bonds us forever.
That movie was iconic.
I didn't realize actually until we were watching it yesterday that Lorne Michaels was
the producer.
Yeah, yeah. And how involved was he? Or was
he
it
was there
like,
every day? Yeah.
Okay,
I mean, he was scary.
Really?
Yeah,
I
like
mean,
intimidating.
I was,
intimidating, I should
I
say. He's a sweet man. And he was very nice. I mean, he did, like, they were so good to us on that movie.
Yeah.
You know, giving us gifts and taking us out to concerts and dinners and comedians and just making us feel special. I had such a great experience working for Lorne and for Paramount and Tina.
Nice.
Yeah.
What do you think? Because I know you're. Actor, writer, director, comedian,
blah,
activist.
Blah, 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 blah.
You do.
Sorry,
you all wear of it. So many hats. Is there one that you're most passionate about?
Chronic masturbating. No. I just, you know, I'm an entertainer.
Yeah.
I'm, as RuPaul says, an entertainer. I'm like, I just love to, you know, be an entertainer. So all of that's the same thing. It's
yeah.
like if I was a painter, I'd be doing watercolor, acrylic, oil. You know, it's like different mediums
I like
to
that.
Me. But as long as I'm entertaining, I'm enjoying my life.
Would you ever do reality TV?
If it was the right project, sure.
We have a friend who says he won't do reality TV or porn. Those are the only two things he won't touch in the industry.
I mean, I can't imagine I'm like lining up to do porn right? at this stage of my career. But, you know, one other turn.
Speaking of reality TV, did you watch Lohan Beach Club?
I watched part of it. I was disappointed only because I wanted more Lohan. I wanted her, like, there every, you know.
Yeah.
I felt like she was like a Trojan horse to get me to watch these, like, bartenders trying
yeah.
to, like, you know,
yeah.
bang each other. I was, like, not having it.
I think she was trying to play, like, Lisa Vanderpump.
She definitely was trying to be Lisa.
And everybody wants her to be, like, the Beach Club queen instead of, like, the boss.
Well, yeah, because that's why she said she wanted to copy the formula of Vanderpump Rules and take that, you know, to Greece and make it that. But I think, yeah, it probably would have been more interesting if she was more involved than just the boss.
Yeah.
But I feel like people probably wanted to see more like Lindsay Lohan, the train wreck, like drunk and stuff, like not being the boss.
I mean, I didn't expect that. I expected her to definitely be opinionated.
Yeah.
You know, and like have fun. But I watched the first couple episodes. I enjoyed it. I don't get to watch much TV. I'm always on the road.
Yeah.
It's like when I'm on a plane, I want to sleep. You
yeah.
know? When I'm in a hotel, I want to like sleep. You know? It's like I just want to like, because I'm either driving or performing or flying. Or...
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite cities other than LA to visit or tour?
You know what's
in?
Crazy is I've experienced such incredible things in different cities. I found this connection in Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay.
Like I did. It doesn't sound like it would be a place that would be progressive or fun, but I had the best food. Like
yeah.
really interesting foodies. I met an awesome gay comic there named David Burge, and like. He was Omaha's best comic, and so he does a show there called Gay AF, and then flew me back out. We did like this huge show there. They have an awesome 4-story gay club there called The Max.
Oh, cool.
And,
nice.
Like the weekend I happened to be there, Raven was there from Drag Race, and I know
okay.
her. And so
wow.
like we partied out, like I put we like kind of did stuff on the stage together. Really cool. And And now I'm going to be they host Heartland Pride, which is like the Midwestern Pride, and I'm going to be the Grand Marshal of Heartland Pride
that's
this year.
Amazing.
So who knew I would have this like connection in Omaha? Like,
right?
Like,
sounds like Nebraska's like bumping.
Yeah, like, it's what? So much fun. I really loved it. And then, you know, I've also been like all over Wisconsin, Iowa, like all these great cities in these places that I didn't even know. You know, there's an awesome place called Zombie Burger in Des Moines that like I go every time I'm in Des Moines, I got to hit it up.
Yeah. Okay. I think Omaha was the first place that Bryce hit number one.
Oh,
too.
Okay.
One of our friends, Bryce Vine. Have you heard that Drew Barrymore song? He's very like up and coming, but it was like Omaha, Nebraska. He started blowing up, and I was like, never thought about going to Omaha, Nebraska.
It's a cool scene there, I guess. Yeah. You know, like, who knew? You know, and how like accepting and amazing the audiences are in like Milwaukee and like all these places. Like,
yeah,
so much fun. Like, I've just been having a blast. I'm like the king of accidental pride parades. Like, I'll be like booked somewhere and not realize it's pride. You
yeah,
know?
That That's just amazing. Happened to us in Sydney, Australia.
Oh
yeah.
Wow, that must have been fun.
Yeah, it was like Pride and Mardi Gras. We had no idea.
That's the best.
It was crazy.
Not as glamorous, but it happened to be in Akron, Ohio.
Yeah, I'm from Ohio. That's where
I had a
yes.
great time. I had an awesome time.
Ohio's
I was like,
great.
They were like, well, I don't know what you could do. We'll see what's going on. But it happened to be Pride, and like Aquaria was performing, and this whole thing. And I was just like, I don't know. I'm just here for the
so
night.
Fun.
Ohio has a lot of good Pride festivals. Columbus, Ohio, where I'm from, has a huge Pride festival.
I just came back from
parade.
There. It's fabulous. Yeah. I've been Nina West, who's
I love her. Oh my gosh, she's like the. There's a gay bar in Columbus called the Union.
Yeah.
that always does a drag show every Thursday night, I believe. Thursday or Tuesday.
I was there for like their musical Monday.
Okay,
perfect.
And fun. It's like. It's amazing. And Nina West is like the queen of
yeah, she's currently
that
on Drag Race.
Okay.
I didn't realize Trey she was currently on Drag Race.
Do you know Trey Pearson?
That name sounds really familiar.
He's a Columbus native. He's a Christian singer who came out of the closet and like got like his label dropped him and everything else. And now he has like this new album, Love is Love, that's out. That's like awesome. And so I'm friends with him.
Okay.
And he connected me to Nina and we had a big, you know, gay old time in Columbus. Like who knew, right?
Yeah, Columbus knows.
What an awesome city that place is.
Yeah.
It's a secret that people don't even know about.
Your
still
sister
on
said
my
the
bucket
same
list.
Thing. Yes.
No, it's a great city. Like all the little restaurants, all the little shops. Like I'm just like, oh, this city's got it together. You
know? I lived within walking distance of the Union when
that whole area,
I lived there.
Fun.
And what was that area called down there?
Short North.
Short North.
Yeah.
That was a party.
Nice.
A great time.
I love it. Yeah, your sister went to Columbus, Ohio with Erica. And
she was on
like,
tour.
She was like, this is my favorite small city that we've done.
I know. It's still on my American city bucket list.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a few of those too. I haven't quite done Nashville. I just was there 2 weeks
ago. We were
ago,
just there.
But it was like a drive-by. I didn't even like get to do anything. I didn't get to experience it yet. And then I've never been to Seattle.
I haven't either. That's on my list as well.
I really want to go. Because ever since Seattle Real World, I'm like, I want to go check it
right?
out.
Right? Yes. Oh, my God. Totally.
Like, back in the day, I was like, oh, what's that? I know, kind of know what it's like from that.
Yeah.
So.
I'd want to do a grunge band tour in Seattle where you go to all the hot spots where all
That'd
the grunge
be fun.
Bands like, started
I just
want to
lick that gum wall. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
so gross.
Gross.
I saw somebody do that on the internet. I was like, disgusting.
Is there anything anybody wants on the internet? Which,
right?
Also, you are a huge, like, meme lover like I am.
Yeah,
like you always are reposting
queen.
The best of everything. Who are your favorite like meme stars?
Oh, that's fun.
Because they
ask.
Have like a clique in LA.
I love Aris Wanser, so Aristocrat, Kendra Chris, and Ryan Leslie Fisher, and who else? Dynasty at Dusk.
I don't know if I know that.
Drinks for Gays.
Oh yes.
There's a whole bunch of them, and I just love. They just crack me up. I love a good meme.
What do you think of all the stuff happening right now with Fuck Jerry, with like him stealing memes and things from other comics and stuff?
I think it's time
like
that stops. I mean, I don't. It's hard when you're posting things to know the origin,
right?
Or you want to ruin the jokes with a bunch of like, this came from this person via this person. Like the Bible, it's like, begot, you know, Azariah, begot Elijah, you know, like, it's like,
right.
But I feel like it's important that if you're making like primarily your income is coming from you being a meme poster and thinking that it's your wit and your gifts and your talent, that's a different story. I think if like the people I'm talking about are like stand-ups that just post funny stuff,
right?
They're making their money because of their stand-up. They're not making their money off of somebody else. Do like, you know, and these people are deliberately like erasing watermarks and things like that. I think fuck Jerry.
That's been a big thing lately.
Okay, so we're going to the show this weekend. That is going to be so much fun. You've done so much. I was looking at your IMDb last night. You've done so many things. What other than Mean Girls do you think has been your favorite role you've played?
I think
I'm just assuming Mean Girls is one of your favorites.
Yeah, no, it's a great role. Obviously, it's the one I'm most known for. But yeah. If you're asking me, like, what are my B-sides and my D-cuts? Like, I really my first movie, Bully, was a big thing for me. It was like an indie hit that was like really fun, and I was in Party Monster for like a little bit.
Yeah,
but how cool to be in that movie! I also I've done a couple of horror movies that I really love, like I Spit on Your Grave and Kill Theory. Like those are really fun, cool movies.
I want to do a horror movie
that people who are fans of mine know, but maybe other people might not know I was in.
Yeah.
And I loved my role on Looking on HBO.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that. I could do that forever, you know. And above everything, I think my favorite thing that I've ever done is on YouTube when I do Shit Italian Mom Say, when I play my mom, I dress up like my mom.
Stop it.
Wait, yeah.
How did I not find this when we were researching?
I mean, it's like my favorite thing because I could watch that and crack up like it's not me because I think it's like a prank I played on my mom. You know what I mean?
That's Tell amazing. Me some of the things your mom says that have
made they're just so funny on there. Like, I just know, like, one of my favorite lines that I say in that thing, it's like so quick, but like, is she opens the fridge and she's like, I'm not the one drinking it. What do you want? Like, which to me, it's like my mom's like, what do you want to drink? I'm like, anything's fine. No, really, what do you want? I have orange juice. I have water, soda, anything. No, well, what do you want? Then all of a sudden, it starts out like, what would you like? And then it ends up like she's yelling at me, right? I don't know how she gets to that.
I love that.
Or one of the lines like is, you know, it's an Italian mom thing. So it's like, yeah, I still had Facebook. She just got back from Florida. She got real good color. like all those different kinds of sayings.
That's amazing.
In my stand-up, I talk about how my mom has her own language, which I call mommies. She just
it.
Like she says things and you have to like kind of decipher like what she's talking about.
Yeah,
like she'd be like, why did they name the head of Hogwarts after a hallway, double doors? Like, I don't understand. You know. Or like, you guys know the movie Frozen?
Yes.
Who's the snowman?
He was Olaf.
Olaf. Like, everybody knows Olaf, but my mother. Like, my niece is getting out of the pool. She's like, somebody hand me the Zoloft towel. The baby's shaking. She needs her Zoloft. Like, everyone thinks my six-year-old niece is depressed. And so I mess with her. I always mess with her. I'll be like, Mom, name a Johnny Depp movie. She'll be like, Edward Suzanne. Why? I'll be like, Mom, they're like, Bill.
So close.
I'll be like, Bill Cosby, did you see that he only got 3 years? She's like, yeah, and I'm really upset with the jujitsu system. She'll be like, eat this loaf of bread. I'm like, Mom, I can't. It's all carbs. She's like, you know what? You're a snob. When you were in college, all you ate were those Asian Roman numerals.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
So close, yet so far.
Yeah, and everybody's name's wrong. She'll be like, you know, she'll be like, Brian Seacrest. Or like, Keith O'Sullivan.
Very, very close, but so far, Mom.
Oh, my God. We have to watch those. That's so really funny.
And I'm trying to make something animated out of that right now because everyone's begging me for more.
That would
Italian
be
Mom has her own page on Facebook, and out of all of my social media channels, it gets the most engagement.
Really?
Wow. Like, if I post something, it gets like 2,000 shares, 8,000 shares. I'm like, what the
heck?
They love it. Like, that audience is, it's small but mighty.
Love
that.
Right.
And so I have to feed the monster. I have to find something else I can do. But to do the Italian Mom character, I have to shave my beard, and I like getting laid. So,
I think everyone loves a good beard.
Does your mom live in L.A.?
No, she lives in Florida now.
So do you have to call her to get new material often?
No, I haven't. I have a lifetime worth of material. My brother and sister called me. Oh, my God. Do you know what she said today? Like, Ella told me like a new
writing
one.
Writing this down.
Like, a really good one. Well, she called Wolfgang Puck. She was like, I forget what she called him. This is not even funny because I don't even remember. But but it's always something. There's always, like, she's always got some kind of name that you're like, what? Like where did you? And you kind of know what she's talking about,
right? You're like, I know what you mean.
Like for
but...
Fuddruckers, she'd be like, we're going to Fuddlovers. Or she'll change it to Italian. Like we're going to get a burrito. She's like, we're going to Chipotle's.
One of my British friends came to America and he's like, I've been really wanting to eat at Chipotle. And I'm like, Chipotle? I was like, oh, Chipotle. Not Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Yeah. So Janet and I, when we were looking up stuff last night, came across the letter that you wrote to your character, Damien, which was
5 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
And which was so
moving.
It was the 10-year anniversary of the movie.
Right.
And so what inspired you to want to write it to your character?
Well, it's interesting because when your movie's like 3 years old, it's like kind of old. And then when it's like 7 years old, it's like, well, that's kind of still good. But then when it's like 10, it's like a classic.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I think that the energy of that happening was very prevalent. Like January, February, it's the end of April. So January, February, like it was like everything we did was in the paper. You know, I ran into Lindsay at a restaurant and it was in like the Times of India. Like it's crazy how that stuff just like was catching fire, you know?
Yeah.
So I had been meaning to come out for quite some time, and Portland had asked me to be the Grand Marshal of Portland of PDX Pride, and I was like, oh. I was like, I can't do this and like be in the closet, and like I was like teetering with like, what should I do? And then I got a letter from a fan that said, I don't know if you're gay or not, and it doesn't matter. And the first thing I thought was, it matters so much. Uh-huh. And then he was like, but when I was in eighth grade, I got beat up for being chubby and I was tortured for being a sissy. And then your movie came out, and on the first day of ninth grade, the popular senior girls were like, you're just like Damien. Come sit with us.
Oh, my God.
He's like, you made me popular.
I chills.
He's like, you made me popular. Thank you for being like an example in media of something that I could like say that I'm like, because there was nothing else like that. And then I started thinking about when I was 16, like there wasn't anybody that was queer or big and queer that wasn't like thrown in a locker or like had his head dunked in. You know, like Damien was just able to exist without fearing for
and
his
cool
life.
And cool and confident.
Yeah. And just like chill.
And
you
himself.
Know?
Yeah.
Right. And so I realized the impact that had, and all of a sudden I started getting like an influx of more and more letters like that, and I was like, I'm gonna write my own letter.
Yeah.
And so it was really my fans that actually got me to figure out how to respond to that.
You're right.
So I wrote a letter back, and then man, I can't even tell you, like, I felt very privileged to feel such complex human emotions. I was like sobbing at some of the letters I got back. People were like, I came out to my family tonight. And like, people were like, oh, I should do this and I should do that. And at the time, Jonathan Bennett was still in the closet.
Yeah.
And I was urging him. I'm like, please, like this is like a great opportunity, you know, but like, it's still a struggle out there. It's very difficult for such a creative industry. People are who run the money are very uncreative.
Mm-hmm. So when you guys did the movie, did you and Jonathan know about each other?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if that was like super secret.
I assume you had already come out to your family way before the letter.
Yeah. My family, yeah. Like, I came out to myself around probably, like, 24.
Okay.
And then slowly was, like, still figuring it out. I came out to myself as bi, and I was, like, still trying to, like, figure out, like, what that meant. Not realizing what we realize now of, like, the fluidity of all of this stuff, right? It had to be, like,
you don't have to throw a label on it.
You have to choose a lane, you know?
Yeah.
And so, I just realized, I guess, like, you know, around my mid-20s, I just wanted to be with men. And, like, that was, like, my, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And I came to terms with that. I told my mom, like, came to terms with it. I had a boyfriend for, like, 3 years before I told my dad.
Oh,
I think
wow.
that was helpful because I could be like, this is what you think. Whatever you think, that's not what it is. This is what it is.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he, you know, so he was pretty cool about it. Everybody was cool about it. There was some growing pains. There were some weird things. I mean, I went to conversion therapy.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was weird. And they told me to tell my mom that my homosexual thoughts were her fault, which I did. So me and my mom had a falling out when I first came out.
Wow.
And we didn't talk for quite some time, which is the only time we've ever had that in my life. And now my mom's like on pride floats with me, like in San Francisco.
That's,
you
know, like, that's amazing.
Yeah, she's so advanced now and like, you know, knows everything. I mean, just this Christmas, we had a very like POC trans experience. Like we watched all of Pose. We watched Paris is Burning.
Love
and now
that.
she's like following Vogue houses on Instagram.
Like
nice. All of, like just learning about the history of our culture.
Definitely. I love that. My mom, I feel like, is always super supportive of all of that stuff, and so much so that she'll call me and she'll be like, your cousin came out as something sexual. What is that? Like, and it'll be like one of the ones I'm like, I actually have to Google that
like
one.
Pansexual
I'm like, yeah, I think it was pansexual or something. She's like, what is pansexual? And I was like, it's something along these lines. But
I think that's where you're attracted to like qualities and characteristics of someone, not necessarily gender.
But you hear my mom be like, what does this mean? And she was like, and what do I call her? I'm like, the same stuff. I'm like, I'll send you a brochure, mom.
Being gay is a lot like randomly finding out you're adopted. Like, because it's like, you know, I grew up Italian, I grew up white, I grew up with all these different things, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, now I'm also this, and this has a whole history and a culture and and heroes and all these other things that now belong to my spirit.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I would never think of it as, like, being adopted, but that's...
It's kind of like that. Yeah. You're just like, oh, you find out, or finding out, your, like, what your nationality is later in life. It's, like, kind of a weird thing, like...
Right.
Uh-huh.
So I found all these new things to be proud of and these new things to research and these new things to realize... I just saw a meme the other day, speaking of memes, that was like, isn't it funny when sometimes you think back to when you were a kid and you were like so gay before you even knew what gay was? And I'm like, it's so true. Like, how was I so attracted to Bette Midler and, you know, like, and all that gay shit. Like, I just was like loving gay shit. Like, I've been loving gay shit. Like, I don't know.
Didn't even know it.
You're like, all the signs have been here.
Yeah, didn't even know it. Like, drawn to, like, why was I so drawn to Bernadette Peters? Like, she was on The Muppet Show, and then I was like, I love that lady. And like, you know, it's just like, how did I know? How did I know that she didn't be a gay hug? Why was I watching Golden Girls when I was seven? I don't
know. Oh, I loved Golden Girls. What did you think of Ariana Grande's Thank You Next video?
I loved it. I love Ari. I stan Ari. Me too. She's amazing. She asked me to be in the video.
Okay, that was my next question.
I low-key feel like I was an inspiration, but I don't even want to go that far. But we've been friends for a long time. She's been following me since she was on Sam and Cat. Before she's become the Ariana Grande that
I did Victorious with her back in the day.
Oh, she's legit crossed over. Uh-huh. She's like it now.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because Victoria Justice was the shit on that show, and Ariana,
who I also know, and who's great.
Yeah.
But Ari has been following me forever. I've never met her. Like, she's been so kind to me. We talk in the DMs. You know what I mean? Like, I know her mother, her brother, like her everyone.
Yeah.
But I've just never met her. I even been to her concert and never met her.
I've been to her house and I've never met her because I know Frankie.
She has always.
I met her on set, but like now, yeah.
We make each other laugh and we say funny things and we send each other memes and do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so, earlier this year, when she did the No Tears Left to Cry, she was sending all these influencers the sweatshirt with the No Tears Left to Cry upside down. And I was like, I love her so much. I'm going to buy the sweatshirt and wear it and just take a picture and to support her.
Fully support.
But they didn't make my size. So I messaged her and I was just like, hey. I was like, you know, I wanted to do this, but you didn't make my size. She goes, oh my God, what's your size? And I was like, 3X. And she was like, I'll make you one. And I was like, you don't have to. I was like, but if you do, I'll wear it. And she was like, okay, I will.
Aww.
Well, this is last summer. I'm in the pool and I at my friend's apartment building. And someone's like, you're Ari's friend, right? And I'm like, who? And he's like, Ariana Grande. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I'm the one making your sweatshirt. He's like, I just want to let you know that when she found out that they didn't make your size, she's now making 3X in all her merch so all the Daniels can have
that. That's amazing.
And I was like, how cute is she? And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with her, blah, blah, blah. And then I forget about it. And then months later, a gigantic box. I'm talking a gigantic box shows up at my house with every single piece of her merch in it. In my size and other people's sizes. So I gave it to my family.
I love that.
She sent me $200.
You're going to make me cry. That is so cute.
Light up cat ear earphones for my niece. Her perfume. She's just the sweetest human being.
See, I love hearing that too, because I feel like you hear so many negative things about her in the press. So it's always, I mean, just with, it was the things with the donut and just
but that's
disrespectful.
Stuff.
I know little things, but it's I always love hearing the nice stories.
If we were being watched 24/7, I know.
Of course.
But she's lovely. And then she asked me, she was like, would you do this music video? I was like, yes. And then all her people started reaching out. But I'm a tourist, so it's really hard, you know? And they're it's going to be Sunday. And I'm like, I'm in. And they're like, no, it's going to be Tuesday. And I'm like, I'm out. I had already made a commitment and I had already sold hundreds of tickets to my fans. And I can't I mean? It's I can't do that.
Right.
And I know it would have been so cool. And But I told her when she came out with 7 rings, I was like, you know I could twerk, bitch. I was like, just because I couldn't do one video doesn't mean I can't do the next video. She goes, you'll be in the next one, bet. So I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Amazing.
I just read that for her 7 rings song, she has to pay 90% of what she makes for that song back to the estate for the Favorite Things royalties.
Oh, that's interesting. She probably doesn't really care about
it. I know. I was like, she's killing it so much right now. She could
really
be like, oh yeah, drop in the bucket, 90% of that
song, whatever.
The whole
story behind that 7 rings thing is just so epic.
I love that.
The fact that, how I imagine it, I don't even know the whole tea, you know? But if it had to do with the engagement ring, I feel like she probably gave her engagement ring back and then took her friends out and bought them 7 engagement rings. It's kind of like, I don't need your friggin' ring.
Right?
And I love Pete. I love Pete Davidson. I stan him too, but
have you met him in the comedy world?
Yeah. I know him from the comedy world. He's a really nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really loved them as a couple when they were together. I thought it was really cute. But for Ariana to do that, I just think it's so empowering. My niece is such a fan of hers. My niece is turning 7.
Aww.
And that's somebody that I'm okay with her looking up to.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
There's a strong female, powerful voice. And, what a classy way to handle, such a public breakup.
Totally.
Oh, my God.
She may have lost a guy, but she gained 7, girlfriends at the time. It's like, you don't need a ring from him. You have him with all of these girls. Yeah.
I just think the message is so great. I mean, she could have done the same song and just been, more snide about it.
Mm-hmm. She's
and
such an
instead
inspiration.
It was an attitude of gratitude kind of thing, which I, totally vibe with.
Totally. Yeah.
my sister and I were talking about just like, you know, like heartbreak and stuff like that. And she was like, just think about like Ariana Grande. And it's like, if Ariana Grande can get through this, like, you know, I mean, she's been through so much and she's still, I mean, I'm sure obviously in private, like she's got to, you know, struggle at times, but it's just like her public persona. She's just such an inspiration to so many
Well, that
girls.
Lyric too. And she's like, if it's through so much, it should be a sad bitch.
Yeah.
Who know to turn me the savage. Like, it's like, that's the epitome of that is something that I wish more people would adopt. Like,
totally.
Like, stop. You know, everybody has a tough ass time.
Yeah.
And I've been told by people, you know, like, I have one friend who's like, I won't work with people who at work, if they go, oh, so tired. He's like, bitch, we're all tired.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? You don't think I'm tired?
All
like,
right.
Anyone who's successful is tired, but if you say we're tired, we're all going to get tired.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I need you to be like, we got to get this done. I need you to be
work
like, pumped, you know?
Pump it up.
And I love that kind of energy. I love, like, flipping anything and making it to a positive affirmation.
Yeah, definitely.
I totally agree.
Love that. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're going to come to see your show.
Yes.
I can't wait.
I would love to come this weekend. That'd be so much fun.
Yes. I'm so into it. And please, everybody, follow me at What's Up Danny on Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, blackpeoplemeet.com, JDate, Farmers Only, and Venmo.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans. Download new episodes every Tuesday and subscribe on the Podcast One app at podcastone.com or at Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time. Get over here, boy. I'm gonna make you mine.
Yeah.
Do you want it?
Let me see you shake that.
Do you need it?
Let me see you shake that.
Do you want it?
Let me see you shake that.
Need help keeping up with the Kardashians?
I would not be surprised if Kylie Jenner hires a private investigator to follow Travis Scott around and make sure he's not cheating.
Join blogger and king of snark, Perez Hilton, to keep track of their latest family drama, as well as everything else happening in the celebrity world.
She also said, I am not clickbait, and that's what I disagree with, because she is clickbait.
Download new episodes of the Perez Hilton podcast every Monday on Podcast One.